Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Inner Sight around the world. Welcome, everybody.
Welcome.
You know, the old saying is two things you got to do in this world. You got to die, and you got to pay taxes. I mean, that's how strongly they feel about the payment of taxes, that they align it with dying. Very powerful stuff. They got laws.
Very powerful statement.
They got the government. They got the IRS. You know, if you don't pay your taxes, you could be in big trouble. You could even go to prison.
That's why somebody said years ago, remember that statement, no taxation without representation? That was a very strong stand. Very.
Yeah. Well, we're talking about today.
Oh, I know. But just saying about that, it really was a strong stand at that time.
So you got it. You got to pay your taxes. And we have taxes and all kinds of, you pay your phone bill, you got to pay, you got taxes. You buy something in most states, some states take away the sales tax, but they make it up in other ways. So the tax is there. The money is there. The tax helps pay for the courts. You go to court. You can take out a summons against somebody. Why are the courts there? Because of the tax. There's all kinds of things that the safety, the fire, police, agriculture, labeling, everything. Just about everything that we do has something to do with taxes. And that means that the money, a good part of the money, goes to keep people safe. You know, the roads, the traffic lights, signals, walk signals, all that stuff. So now, we pay all that money in taxes. Why is it that tax money does not apply to the safety of the disabled? It occurred to me, you know, and you have the American Disability Act, but that doesn't say anything about the tax money, the safety, and the tax money must be applied to the disabled. There's nothing in there about that. There's no money behind the disabled in any way. About the American Disability Act, that is, in any way. So we're not included in that safety. And that's a very serious thing. Why? We don't have any rights. You know, you take any issue where we're not included. Now, if you go to the State Commission for the Blind, the VESID and all that, and you have a disagreement, you have a protective mechanism. At least you can get a hearing, a fair hearing, and you can appeal that.
Okay.
Same thing with the human rights.
Uh-huh.
You know, so you are somewhat protected in that way. But it's not the direct protection that everybody else has. I'll give you an example. Let's say you go, you need an emotional support dog, a service dog. You go to a school, you train 3 weeks. They see things that they don't approve of. They've raised the money, and they train you with the dog, and they won't give you the dog. Now, that dog becomes part of your safety. But yet, the tax money that goes to safety doesn't protect you. It protects everybody else whose safety would be interfered with. Nobody could interfere with somebody's safety without answering to the law.
Yeah.
But there's a big negative that you have no protection, and it's even worse when that dog becomes your sight to keep you safe, because that's the hardest part. And they don't want to give you the dog, or they take your dog away, or they refuse to recognize the dog if you are able to train it on your own. There's no safety, even though the money is there for that safety. And that's got to be changed. That has to be remedied. You don't need money to remedy that. The money's already there.
Yeah.
And when we come back, we'll talk about how that should be changed. Not only for the service dog business, but for every other place where we're not covered. All right, in a sight, around the world, 213-816-1650, the number if you want to call in. And brought to you by the Big East Akita Rescue down there in Toms River, New Jersey. So check them out, 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. And the great, great working dog, the Akita. All right. Let's see. All of our friends, some of whom helped us in the past, a good Mojo Printers, Sutton Insurance, Touro Law Center, Baccaro's Italian Tavern, some of the people that have taken part in Inner Sight, and we thank them for it. Now, if you need a civil rights lawyer, James Bahamonde is in Nassau County, 516-783-9662. Any questions on the civil rights scene, Mr. Bahamonde? All right, around the world and some of the beautiful children. When is Corey's anniversary? Do you remember?
I thought it was the 18th, but I know 18. It's a couple of days after your birthday.
Oh, yeah, 18, but, all right.
Yeah, it was after your birthday that time.
All right, so...
when we started this, I know the 12th is when we started this channel on blog. And then you went, the first thing, you went that weekend to... Or during the week, he went towards Corey's thing, and it was the 18th. It was either his birthday or the start of when he died.
All right, so we'll have to
confirm
that, and then so I want to do a program on Corey's.
Yeah, do it on his birthday. I don't want to have an anniversary all the time on his death. Try something different.
Well, either or, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, but... Whatever Sheila wants. I don't know, maybe something. She wants different. She wants.
Try to contact Sheila and see if she wants to be a part of it. You get her on the Facebook
still?
Yeah,
you know. Yeah, I can.
All right, in a
whatever
sight.
Whatever Sheila feels. Mm-hmm.
All the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, all the others. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you. Hey, my buddy Mr. Kennedy, Islip, New York, Kennedy Realty. 631-888-1186. And we got noise in the background. You got to do something about that noise. I hear voices in the background.
For God's sake. You didn't start the door? Hold on. Hold on.
All right. So, all right, inner sight. And Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good information. I want to thank my friend Phyllis, who is a real estate agent, for helping Maureen and her mom to find a place. Really appreciate that. Try to get her maybe on the program in the future, see if she wants to come on. All right,
okay,
in a sight.
I'm going to have to keep my hand over the mic whenever I'm not talking because he's upstairs, and I am not going to scream until I can't breathe no more. I just can't do it.
In a sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled around the world. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. And let's see, who else we got? Oh, how about, why don't you do the ABLE News while we're doing these thanking people?
Okay. ABLE is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past, 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
All right. Don't forget to sign our petitions, change.org, the one on the nursing homes and the one on the service dog schools. We urge you to step up and do your part and sign them and help us bring about some changes. Inner sight, dog food, cat food, and medical. Nobody starved on Long Island. 631-484-3085, my buddy Gary. So check him out if you need food for your animal. Give Gary a call, 631-484-3085. And let's see, what else we got? Long Island Connection on the Facebook. They help people with all kinds of items. You'd have to contact them on the Facebook. Mm-hmm. All right. Inner sight on talking tonight about how the tax money does not protect those of us who are disabled. The tax money that's there for safety. And I did some calls on this today. I spoke to the local news, gave them the idea for the story. You know, everybody does tax stories, but they've never done one in the light of the money not being used to protect people who are disabled.
Yeah.
And I think it should be brought out. Because people should know. People don't realize that. They don't think about it. And I also called my congressman and gave them an earful, trying to get an appointment with him. So I put the word out there. You know, all the organizations should call and tell them. See, if the message was one, we'd have a better chance to change this.
It definitely would be. It really would be. Because I feel a lot of these organizations have separate messages, have separate the way in which they feel, everything like that is just not one message forward and straight to the congressperson. They don't know how to act. They don't know how to have
They're
a...
They're afraid of losing the money.
That's right.
That's
really
what
are.
It is.
Yeah.
Every damn thing that they do, every turn they make,
yeah.
the money comes first.
That's right. And yeah. we notice that.
And that's what they're yeah. afraid of. How are they going to call and complain about the government when the government
when
allows them to be tax exempt and give them money?
Right.
You know? Next thing you know, the government will find an excuse.
Not
you can't give you
money.
Money this year.
Yeah, that's the agencies.
Well, that's what
it
is.
Also, yeah, but that's but you also think about the government. That's the state portion. They too receive a portion, and they receive like we checked it out. It was like 8%. Frank and I about 8%. You know, according to this year's budget, that's a good chunk. You know, from the federal.
Your phone is fading out, and it's still, it sounds
really static. Oh, is it better? Is it better?
No, it's fading out.
Really, still?
I don't know what you're doing.
All right, is that better?
Yeah, now it's a little better.
Yeah, I moved it, don't ask, but I moved it towards, you know, I don't know, the base of where you get the reception from, and that's towards my husband.
Yeah, well, leave it where you got it now. It's better.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, 8% of the federal budget goes to safety.
Yeah, it does, and that's crazy. If you ask me, first of all, it should be a little more coming to the states now that COVID is you know, happening. Cause we really
well, I don't know when
more.
that was posted that we saw up there. We read it.
That was posted.
Could have been years ago.
As of
I don't
this
know.
Year, but it was taken on a measure of what was in 2018, which is stupid, because they should have done a measure based on the tax, not the tax, the what was it? The not the 2018 partial census. They shouldn't have done that. We had a census in 2020. They should have counted that census.
Yeah, but
it
doesn't matter. The point
right.
the point is that these agencies that get this money are there for safety.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
And it doesn't
right.
include us.
It doesn't, no.
That's
it's
the
sad.
Thing. We have no one to call. You take people in the
yeah.
In the nursing home. They got to give up their money, their
everything.
Apartment. You know?
I know.
And why don't those tax dollars, they go on programs
yeah.
that for the most part don't work.
Right.
You know,
I had to go in and clean out my mom's space. Right, Frank? I got so emotionally saddened that I could not do it, Frank. I couldn't. I felt as if I was burying my mom like 2 years before she had to die. And I was sitting there. I sat there and I looked at all her stuff. And I said, Mom, I don't want you to go in a nursing home. I was talking to the stuff. That's how I felt. I felt, like, really sad. I said, I know you're not dead yet, but I feel like you are. Chris wasn't there. He was, you know, waiting. He got upset when I started saying that, you know. He goes, don't do that. She's still alive. But I know you don't understand. Dementia organization should have been there. Alzheimer's, you know.
The money should
the
have been there.
That's right.
To protect her.
To help me. And to help me.
The tax money
yeah.
should have been available
yeah.
to protect
all
her like everybody else is protected.
Right. All of that should have been there. Why aren't these agencies saying, listen, hold up. She shouldn't have to go in a nursing home. We have the money right here. This is what she wants. This is what she, you know, that's all. That's all that's needed. She already put aside what she wanted.
You
got
to get the agencies to start raising
to do that. Yeah. I know people are starting to say, and they got to put their money where their mouth is, too. They're starting to say, oh, this is not the right thing now that we got to stop because of all this thing with COVID. But they really got to start putting their money where their mouth is. And I'm going to say that outright. I want them to really help. Okay? If you are interested in helping the elderly and the disabled, okay, please, by all means, give us a call.
People died in the nursing home because the tax dollars didn't protect them.
Yeah, that's right.
That's exactly
what
happened.
By all means, call us. We'll be very glad to help.
An emergency wasn't declared based on these tax dollars.
That's right.
For these programs. It should have been
an
emergency,
true.
And those people should have been gotten out immediately.
That's right.
And put into the safety of their own place.
Yep.
And the agencies should have been mandated to raise the money to help. And that's why a lot of people died.
Every day.
Because the politicians left them there.
Right. Every day, our governor, I'm not going to mention his name since it's in, I don't know if it's in judgment right now or it's waiting to go into, a lawyer situation. So I don't want to get into that with him, okay? And I have too much going on right now in my brain to even think of that. Okay, but
he didn't declare an emergency and save those people.
I know. Every day.
That's what he should have done.
Right.
He didn't do it.
They should have, yes. But let me explain what I did every day, Frank. But yet, I was ignored. I must have been outright ignored, and that claim, every day they would have a different news organization post up, you know, where our governor would have a chance to speak, right? So say it was Reuters one time, it was News 4 another time, it was, for ABC another time, all different news organizations would go up and host the different awards.
Yeah, we know that. That's all
right.
Gone. It's in the past.
No, wait. I would post up what I felt, the exact same thing.
Yeah, but they're not going to listen to you because you don't have money.
That's right.
If you had billions and billions of dollars, believe me, they would listen to you. You know why? Because you could have embarrassed the hell out of them.
That's right.
They're not going to listen to people like you. You don't have any money.
No.
That's why they don't listen to me either.
I tell you something. Numbers count. Because once I started getting people in that same chat agreeing with me, especially when the numbers started coming up in the chat of people listening to what I had to say, then I was silenced by the moderator.
Yeah, because they don't want to hear the truth.
Right. Oh, yeah, I could switch to my other Twitter ID. And I did.
They don't want to hear the truth.
I switched to my other Twitter ID. Yeah. And then I started.
They don't
want to
hear
the
fact that the tax dollars are there and not being used to keep people safe.
That's right.
And that's the damn truth.
That is.
You know, especially with these nursing homes.
Yeah.
You know, where they left people in there to get worse and die and all that.
To go to die. One time I got so pissed off, I wrote, so what, you going to wait till the body bags climb? I got really silenced at that point.
What we need...
telling the truth.
What we
what
need is a congressman... to present legislation that the tax dollars that protect other people must protect us.
Yeah, I know.
We need an amendment, to the existing law to include that. And then you can also mandate the agencies to start raising money, which means that you could save money.
That's
once that starts to happen. But that's what we need to change this. Otherwise, it's never going to change.
That's right.
I mean, you can make news stories out of it. You can point it out to the public, and that's nice and all that. But unless it goes in,
unless it becomes
and the
a
Congress
law,
passes
it,
it's not going to do a damn thing.
That's right.
Because we were left out.
That's the truth. It is.
And that's why all these things happen.
Are happening. Right.
It's the same thing with the person in the... The same thing with the person in the wheelchair who can't get into a place.
That's true.
You know,
I
the money is there. The money is there to protect that person, and yet that money is not being used for that purpose.
Yeah.
It's used for that purpose for everybody else. The same thing with the labels.
Yeah.
In the stores or signs or anything that deals with safety. The tax money is there for that safety, but it doesn't include us.
No, it doesn't.
And that's what the problem is, and that's what the situation is, and that's what the disabled community should have been addressing all these years. And they didn't.
No.
So now you have a bigger
problem. We have a 347 number here. But I think I'm not sure if that's Maureen's second line. So I'm going to go with Maureen is on hold, and we have a listener, and then another listener. I think it's
Maureen. Wait a minute. Just hold up. So then you have this funding that's supposed to be there to protect everybody, and yet we're left out when it comes to our safety. I mean, the Constitution is supposed to protect us, too.
Yeah.
And that's where the tax dollars come in.
Mm-hmm.
Had a thing happen to me several years ago on the subway.
Mm-hmm.
I was on there with my guide dog, and this stupid woman was following me and making statements. That dog belongs to the... I'm with the Blind Association. That dog belongs... I got to take the dog away and all that. So we ran into a couple of cops. And the cops told her, you know, you touch that dog again and you're going to jail.
Yeah.
You know? Now, if they protected me on that level... Where the hell is the rest of it?
I know.
See?
It's so stupid. It's broken.
Because
like
the
your
tax,
grandfather used to
hold
say.
It. Because the tax money doesn't get extended to the rest of it. It's half ass.
So your grandfather used
see
to
see how
say.
That works?
Yeah, I know.
And that's the problem all the way down the line.
Yeah.
They left us out. Why did they stop like that? Why did they continue? If my dog is important on the subway and they're intervening, how much more important is the dog when you're denied a guide dog from the school? They're denying you your safety.
Yes, they are.
But yet there's no protection from the tax money with that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what has to be changed. The whole thing has to be amended. And they don't have to spend any money to do this.
Mm-hmm.
The money's already there.
Yeah, it is.
They just got to extend it.
That's
true. And order the police department. Oh, you know, if you get a call from a guide dog school and someone's denied the dog, or, you know, you now have the right to give them a summons.
That's right.
They must prove why they're taking this safety away from this person.
That's right.
And the tax dollars should back that up. That's what we're talking about, world.
Yeah.
And it should apply in every aspect of everyone's life that's dealing with safety.
Mm-hmm.
Traffic lights, wheelchair stuff, you know, enforcement. When you have when you have the police there, when they intervene with this crazy woman, that was enforcement.
That's right.
They were enforcing protection.
That's right.
Well, where the hell is that protection when it goes in a different way in the school where they deny you the dog? The
it's
same damn
there.
Thing.
It's not there. That's
what we need. They gotta fix that.
Yeah.
Whether they ever will is a question, another question.
Mm.
Because it comes down to their attitude about us.
Mm. Yeah.
That's what it all comes down to.
That's true.
How they look upon us.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. You want to take a see if we have any phone calls.
We do. We have one from Maureen who's been on the longest. Then we have, I think it's her other phone, and then we have a listener. I think it's her other phone that she's
all right,
had,
so let's take, we have another
caller
beside Maureen?
Yes, we do.
No, I think it's,
well, we have one listener, and that other call, I think, is her phone. If not, then she'll clarify that.
Well, I don't know. Let's just see who's on the line, other than Maureen.
Right, she hung it up. That's good. So she knows that I'm.
No.
So it is her other line. So she's on this line. Okay. So yes, it's Maureen. Let me get Maureen then.
Stop making so many speeches about the phones, please. Not necessary.
All right, he is Maureen. Bye.
Hi, guys.
Inner
it's only
line.
Me on my
Hello.
Regular phone. I don't know who the 347 number was. That wasn't me.
Oh, sorry.
I'm calling on the regular phone. I don't know. I do have a 347 number, but that wasn't me on that tonight.
Okay.
I'm only calling on this one. Yeah, so, well, I'm agreeing with everything you said. Oh, first of all, I want to say again thank you, Frank, and thank Phyllis for my mom and me for, you know, looking into what we're looking into. Okay, so I wanted to say that first and foremost. Okay. We appreciate
it. Are you on a speakerphone?
No. Is this better?
Phone sort of faded away.
How about now?
Yeah, now you're all right.
Really? Oh, I don't know. Maybe there's something in the area because my mom couldn't hear me too good on the other phone today, so I don't know, maybe it's, who knows, who knows, but, yes, I wanted to say thank you, Frank, and thank Phyllis, too, for,
well, that's all right.
You know,
I just
helping
hope
out
you
with
get a place and get Mary out of that hellhole, and we can
all
celebrate.
I know, that's for sure, because once I get her out, New York State is not getting another penny for anybody connected with our family for nursing homes.
That's
for certain.
Right.
Is it close by?
Wait.
Where are you going to live?
I'm sorry.
Is it close to where you live? Where you're going to, you know, you're looking?
Well, Frank, no, Frank has the lady, it's in East Islip, and then we're still doing the Westchester one if that lady ever comes back, and that comes up, so we have two shots at things, so, you know.
Good.
So, yeah, so hopefully, I can get her out because this has just been hell this past, you know, past year. And if they could have done something like, they're doing with the ones coming in down south, that they could have set aside as $86 million, you know, rooms for nursing home victims. That might have been nice. Get them out there in the, you know, mm-hmm. but we don't care about certain people. We don't care about the elderly or the disabled, as we well know in this country. Mm-hmm. You know, so, there was also the ship, and there was also the Javits Center that were totally ignored, and poor people had to get sick and die, and family members grieving, and for what, you know, for his negligence and his, I don't even know what it was for, I don't know. But if nothing else, he should be brought up on charges for what he did in the nursing home issue. That still should be looked into. He should not get away with that, definitely.
You know, another part of this that I was just thinking of, all these independent living centers who interview people for these programs and get them on the program, you know, they all stood by here in New York, and I'm sure in other states, they all stood by and let the politicians do this. They didn't know anything about it that I know of.
No.
No, they didn't.
They didn't do a damn thing about it.
The only one who ever attempted anything is the guy who's no longer with Sydney, because he told the truth, and he was trying to look in places. And
yeah, we
got to
give him credit.
Yeah.
Yeah,
really
he's still,
And they fired him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. Because he told the truth, and he was trying to be helpful and do his job, and that's why he's no longer there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Such a sin, such a disgrace, really, you know?
Yeah, it is.
It really is, you know? To let people die before you get them out, and they're in all these
that's
programs.
That's so crazy in and of itself.
Mm-hmm. It really is. It's just so hopefully something happens soon and I can get her out and
hopefully
we can be
they
together
get somebody
and,
equal.
Like it should be. I'm sorry, Susan?
I hope they get somebody just, you know, as good that they can, we, you know, if you could get help, you know.
Yeah. Well, I hope this lady comes back tomorrow and I can ask her some questions about that place too, you know. So, because, I mean, all week I haven't been able to ask any questions or do anything, you know. So, I mean, I have to set up, you know, all these places, wherever it is, I have to have somebody come with me because I don't travel far, you know, Long Island or up there. So I have to have somebody come with me. I have to set up, I was trying to set up to see if Access a Ride went up to New Rochelle, but the lady said, well, maybe. She said, what's the address? I said, I have no idea. I don't have it. So, you know, I can't get anything
that's
accomplished.
Lovely.
And to go out to Long Island, I'd have to have somebody come with me, too. And I guess I'd have to take the Long Island Railroad. I don't, you know, I don't travel like that, so I'd have to have somebody come with me, too, you know.
Well, Long Island Railroad is not hard. If you just go to that station straight, now the Islip train station, you might have to transfer from, what is it, Frank Babylon?
No. You go to Islip and you'll have to take a cab to the apartment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't have to go
bad.
Into Penn Station. I wouldn't have to go up to Penn Station or Grand Central, right?
You can get the railroad in Queens.
Yeah.
Right, by Jamaica, right? Over by Jamaica.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's near my mom's nursing home. So, you know, so I could go there and get it. Yeah, but I'd have to, you know, definitely have somebody come with me. I'm sorry, Suzanne?
That shouldn't be a problem by Queens, because what is her nursing home by Sutton Boulevard?
Well, it's a bit further. It's on 140. It's between 144 and 148 streets, 87th Avenue in Briarwood.
Is it walking distance or is it further?
To the train station?
Yeah.
Yeah, Frank, you know where it is, right? You were going to come one time, remember? It's not too far, right? Not too many blocks.
Yeah, no, I know the area, but you go to Jamaica and you get the railroad over there. Are you near Jamaica, Maureen?
No, I mean, it's like maybe a 10-12 minute trip to the nursing home, so it's pretty close. Jamaica's right near the nursing home. In fact, sometimes her nursing home comes up Jamaica in the zip code, you know.
You can take the E line and go to. You take the E line and go to Jamaica, and the railroad's right upstairs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that I know.
Yeah, I know. One night the excessive ride was late because there was a train derailment right like there. So, it's not too far. So you know, that
no,
would be
isn't.
A problem. You know, yeah. Because I don't want to have to go into Manhattan. I don't ever want to see Manhattan again with all the stuff going on there. I'll never want to be
right
a part
now,
of that
yeah.
disaster.
It might get better in the future, but you got to, you know, right now things are a mess.
Yeah.
You know?
When you can't see well and some kook could come and knock you on the tracks or stab you with something or anything.
You just hit him
on
my back.
I'll hit him with my cane, but if I've been electrocuted on the tracks, that won't help. Yeah, well, that would be okay to go to the Jamaica station and get the train there. I just have to have somebody come with me because, like I say, I don't travel like that. I go to the bank and to the drugstore near me that I'm used
to
in the Met.
You're also not used to it also.
I know. I just mainly go around, you know.
It'll be easier, you know.
Yeah, I mean, once I'm used to something, and if we get there, I won't have to be traveling that way anyway.
That's
I'll be
true.
There, you know, with her. So it's just, you know, to go check things out all the time. That's what's the problem.
Right?
You know, I can't just hop in a car and go, you know.
That's true.
Yeah. So hopefully something works out, one of them, and we can be together, because...
Well, we'll see what happens. I may have someone who can meet you at iSlip and take you to the apartment.
Okay.
We've got to see how it all works out.
Yeah. So hopefully something, because we just have to. You know, and then you hear, it's the pandemic's going away, it's getting better, and everything's opening up, and then you hear, everybody's, you know, getting it, it's blah, 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 and everybody should get the vaccine, and blah, 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 and it's getting worse. And this makes no sense, because if it's getting worse, why are we opening things?
Yeah, no.
Should we be opening things if it's getting worse? I mean, this whole thing makes no sense, you know?
Yeah, no.
Why open stuff?
All right,
in a sight. Keep it closed, you know?
Around the world, and don't forget we're on television. We're on 7:30, channel 20 on the Altice, Long Island. Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, channel 3 on the Spirit. Inner Sight. And we'll keep you posted. We're trying to get our new program up on the YouTube. We'll let you know about that. Working on it.
Yeah.
All right. Inner Sight. And, hopefully you and your mom will have a place soon and we'll get her out of that horrible place.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right.
That'd be great.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Until we, you know.
We're gonna move on, Maureen,
you know,
with the rest of the program.
Okay, guys. All right. Take care.
And
thanks again, Frank and Phyllis. Okay. All right. Bye-bye. Good night.
Bye-bye. Take care.
You too.
Yes. A simple solution to the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, include people in the safety for which the tax dollars are put there. You know, stop all this nonsense. I mean, where you have limited... including, you know, like I mentioned earlier, state human rights commission and the VESID. You have limited including in that, and you're able to get into the court. But they gotta change the system.
Yeah, they do.
You know, they gotta allow this funding to be used to protect people like everyone else is protected.
That's true.
And the same thing when it comes to jobs. When a person who's disabled goes for a job, to protect that person, everything should be available so they can do the job.
Mm-hmm.
That would protect the person. Doesn't mean they're going to get the job, but at least the employer knows that, oh, you can do this, you can do that. Look at this, look at that.
It's not only the job and the taxes, it's also the disabled should not be cornered into doing the things that they want them to do. That's the thing that I find, too, that is very frustrating. For example, like I was cornered into doing certain jobs because they thought that it was supposed to be that way. And that's really frustrating to no end. You know?
Well, it depends
and
on
that,
what the job is. Every job is different.
Well, how about they cornered me into being a dietitian and convinced me into that because they thought it was it was safer for me to do. I don't want to
who's
be a
they?
Dietitian,
who's they?
To be honest. Who's they?
The
government, the VESID. At the time.
Well, you should have got a fair hearing. I just said that.
Yeah, you're
entitled to a fair hearing.
And I did. And then they agreed that that was the right thing for me to do. And that wasn't.
You should have then you should have appealed it.
I did.
You have to appeal it. I mean, that's how the stupid law works.
A fair hearing at that time. I did at that time. I did. But I wasn't happy with the results.
See, to help that, here's another thing. If the agencies for the disabled would raise the money for our vocation, you'd have more of a chance to do what you want.
That's true.
Because now the state wouldn't be paying the whole thing. That's one of the things that Intersight wants.
Right.
Let the agencies put up half the money. Then if the person wants to go to college and become a whatever, and the person fails,
singer,
you know, they can say, well, we gave you the chance. There it is. Not our fault.
Right. Yeah.
But the agency should have a job fund.
Thank you.
See? And half the money should go into a fund, and the other half raised by the government. Now, that way, the government would save a lot of money, too.
Yeah, that's true.
All these things would help people. Not only us.
Like,
would help the taxpayers.
Like with you. Like what they did with you. You have a beautiful singing voice, and they never covered you. They never did shit. Excuse my French. You know, they really never did.
Well, that was a long
and
time ago. I'm not gonna dwell on that. But
no, I'm just saying. You know, and there's similar agencies.
Well,
okay?
the example there is the agencies didn't promote me and help me.
That's right, and that's the same thing with me.
As they should have.
They really didn't.
Yeah.
And that's really frustrating. You sit there, you want promotion, you want the proper education you need, and you should be able to get the job that you desire. Like somebody goes in and says, I want to be an accountant, for say, right? They'll be able to get the job that they want and they desired and they dreamed, right? But not somebody who wants to be a doctor or somebody who wants to be a musician that they're talented to be.
If the money was there in a debit card, here's your money for your vocational.
Right. You could do what you want.
Then you could have more of a chance to meet the challenge. That doesn't mean you're going to make it or you're going to do it.
But it'd be some
depends
of it,
on the, on the individual. Everybody's an individual.
Right.
All right. Tomorrow night, we got the funnies.
Okay.
Don't forget. Bunnies, tomorrow night we got Louie coming by.
Yeah, we do. Let me see if he's on the phone to, you know, advertise it. Sometimes he comes on tonight.
We're going to, I don't know, we'll do tomorrow night, do some Burns, Jack Benny, Lauren Hardy, the philosopher. We'll have the philosopher giving you the latest on the vaccine.
I like that.
And maybe we'll go over.
That's gonna be funny.
Maybe we'll go over to Ireland to see what they're doing with the vaccine.
Okay.
All right. In a sight. 213-816-1650 If you want to call in, how are we doing with our tally? Want to get a tally for us?
Yeah. Hang on. Let me get it. I want to get for that. Hold on.
Get the tally. See how much it
is. Yeah, I could do it.
100,000.
What are you guessing?
6,004.
Ah, I didn't see you. Are you thinking 106,004? Is that what you said? Okay.
That's it.
Okay. Wanted to make sure. Hold on, I'm waiting for the stupid thing to come up.
106,004.
Okay.
That's,
I think,
my
inner sight
prediction. No, folks, I can't see it, and I don't know it.
You don't know it, no. And I don't know it either. So I'm saying it's 106.
Well, you can read it.
Thousand. I know. No. I know. But I don't know it so right now. So 106. Ooh, we're both wrong. Started 106. So, but I didn't get to finish it, but it came up. 105,980. Close.
105,980. Oh, all right. So we're only 20 people away from 6,000.
106. Yeah.
All right, in a sight.
Sure, next time around it will be.
Around the world and...
for the end of the
people
week.
Would be a lot more productive if we had the protection of the tax money like everybody else has. You know, and the government would make the money back.
Yeah, they would.
Because it would be easy to get a job.
Mm-hmm.
So, wake up, Congress.
Yeah.
Senate, House of Representatives, do something where you don't have to have a big debate and a fight over the money, because you're not going to, you don't need any more money.
Oh.
The money's already there. So do it. I'm, Inner Sight is trying to do it. I'm trying to make an appointment with my congressman to see if he'll, introduce and find other Congress people who agree with them.
Yeah, which is good.
You know, I'm not going to waste my time with them. You know, I'm going to see, and then he doesn't want to do it. It's going to be the same old story that these politicians just don't care about us. But we're going to find out.
Yeah.
We're going to definitely find out one way or another. All right, in a sight around the world, and give us that protection.
That's
true. All we ask. That doesn't mean that the disabled person is always right and we got to do anything we want. No.
No,
it
but
it means that we have the same opportunity that the next person has.
Exactly. You get the same chance to make what you want as a disabled person to get your goal in life. At least you get that, you know? That's
same chance,
to give you.
Same protection.
Yeah. Right.
You know? So that's what needs to be done. And the whole thing is connected, because all these agencies that are supposed to help the disabled, they all have a federal ID number.
is to do.
And the federal tax, the federal tax, a good deal of it goes to protect people. So all they need to do is amend that, put whatever language in there they need. The federal ID is there. The tax exemption is there. The registration is there with the state. You know? So these agencies should be with us.
That's true.
They should be made to help us and to raise the money, take the burden, take some of the burden off the people and the government, and extend the safety of the tax money to us, like it applies to everybody else.
That's
all we want. We don't want anything more or better.
No.
We don't need anything special.
You know
we
how many people
equal.
Say that, though? Oh, it's so frustrating, Frank.
We need
yeah.
equal.
That's right. We just want equality. And people
the same
don't
safety.
Equality. Yeah, I know.
If those cops on that train told that woman
raid?
Who interfered with my dog that she was going to be arrested, then why can't those cops go to the school and say, hey, you have a right to deny this person this guide dog, but you have to prove it.
Right, in a court of law.
And we're okay. here to protect this person.
This person.
We have the authority. Here's the summons. Can you prove that that blind person shouldn't have that dog? That's what we're talking about. Protection. The taxes pay for it. The taxes pay the cop on the subway when that woman tried to be stupid.
Right.
And they protected me. Why isn't it happening all the way down the line?
Yeah.
It's a perfect example of what I'm talking about. You know, the same thing with the medical. If you train your guide dog on your own, same thing. You're not allowing this person to have their medical that you raise money for. You know, that's interfering with somebody's safety. You got to prove it. Here's your summons. You got to be in court. Just as if it would be anyone else, their medical taken away from them or their loved one and their safety therefore interfered with. The same thing all the way down the line. Same thing in the nursing home. Same thing with the people who can't get into a place with a wheelchair. All the way down the line. The cop is here. You can't do this. You gotta. Here's your summons. Call so and so agency. They'll help you. They can put up half the money. You gotta make this place so this person can get in. Otherwise, you can wind up in jail.
Right.
That's what it should be. That's safety. See you
right.
tomorrow night. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. 631-224-3090. Phone number. I want to thank Suzanne, co-host, engineer, all our listeners, callers. And we are determined to get the message out there. Whether the politicians will act in the right way, that's another story. But nobody's going to say
true.
That Inner Sight didn't put it to them.
That's true.
Thank you so much. Inner Sight around the world. And tomorrow night with the funnies, we're going to be here. We're going to have a lot of fun. All right. Goodbye, yeah. World. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.